Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Triple-digit heat continues today across our area. Make sure you stay hydrated, check on the elderly, and keep fresh water out for your animals. India Berryman is out on secured bond after allegedly trying to smuggle Suboxone into Columbus County Correctional Facility. A search of her vehicle also turned up a handgun with stolen parts. You can look for more on this story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A Bolton firefighter is recovering after he was hurt testing a pump on Friday. The firefighter fell off a fire truck and sustained a head injury and then rolled into a pond. Other firefighters and Lake Waccamaw personnel pulled him from the water and treated him at the scene. He was airlifted to Navant, New Hanover. Multiple people were hurt and traffic was startled on Friday after two collisions under the Chaunceytown Road overpass on US 74 at Lake Waccamaw. The crashes are being investigated by the State Highway Patrol. We have reached out for more information. Despite Saturday's record heat, Fair Bluff was bustling for their annual Watermelon Festival. This year's crowd was even bigger than last year and featured prize-winning melons grown as part of the Watermelon Growers Youth Program. Columbus County Commissioners will meet in the Superior Courtroom in the main courthouse today. A lightning strike has seriously damaged the HVA system in the county office building on Webster Street in Whiteville, and the July 21st meeting was postponed until today due to a lack of air in the building. Not every homicide is a murder, and Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers said in a video statement on Thursday, the autopsy reports about an officer-involved shooting from 2024 made headlines across the area on Thursday as Henry Zartman's death was ruled a homicide by the state medical examiner. Rogers explained that the medical examiner defines a death at the hands of another person as a homicide, whether the shooting was justifiable or criminal. Zartman died during a shootout with five deputies in Nakina. Rogers said no one's been charged in the case. A woman was charged with assault with a deadly weapon after striking her husband with a car during a domestic dispute on Wednesday. Tanya Keel, age 39, was being held under no bond. A man was hospitalized after being shot in the head at a home near Chadburn on Wednesday. The victim was transported to an area hospital with life-threatening injuries. A Williams Road man refused to go to the hospital after he was found with a serious stab wound. The victim had to be tracked into a wooded area via his ankle monitor. The report from the sheriff's office said he was significantly intoxicated at the time and he refused anything but basic medical care. An alleged drug dealer being held under no bond is facing more narcotics charges as well as domestic violence charges. Joseph Daniil Wells, age 36, of Ruth Stanley Lane, was arrested by county narcotics agents on Tuesday. He was out on bond for drug charges at the time and wanted for an outstanding domestic charge. Because of his previous arrest and the domestic violence charges, he was held without bond. You can see more on these charges at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The New Life Community Church youth are taking orders for their Krispy Kreme donut fundraiser on August 8th. Delivery will be available on five or more boxes, and the cost is $12 per box. You can call 910-625-0952 to place your order. Bethel Methodist Church will hold a free Christian metal concert featuring the groups Cast to Sea and 333 on August 9th. The concert is open for all ages. There'll be free food, fellowship, and more. The church is located at 2733 M.M. Ray Road in Clarendon. Any student at Whiteville High School interested in raising and showing a pig at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair should call FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. This is open to all Whiteville High School students. Pig pickup day will be on July 31st, and all pigs must be reserved in advance. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.